some halacha and some drush related to the topic of voting in halacha. First, let's speak about the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. This week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes himself b'chavoydu ve'atzma to mevaker cholim, to inquire after the welfare of Avraham Avinu on Yom Shlishi Lemilosa. It's one of the first rashis in this parasha. It was the third day of Avraham Avinu's bris mila. For an adult, the third day of mila is the greatest sakana. It's the day of pain. The most intense pain is on the third day. And Hashem comes b'chvoidu v'atzmo to be mevaker chole. What is very interesting is that we do not find anywhere in this week's parasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually says something. What do you say to a chole? You go to visit a chole in the hospital, at home. What do you say to him? What do you say to the person? What could you possibly say? And the answer is nothing. You don't have to say anything. The Ribbono Shel Olam did not say one word. Vayera Elov Hashem Be'elone Mamre. Hashem appeared. And that's it. Just being present to show you care, to show that you are here. That's it. That's the mitzvah. It doesn't say that you're supposed to have words, eloquent, meaningful words that will penetrate the neshama of the chole and change his mindset. No, doesn't say that. The mitzvah Bikur Cholim is just to show your face, to show up. That's one yisoy we learn from this week's parasha. Now there is a very interesting vart. This is a vart which everyone says over this vart. This is a short idea. Chazal derive the makar for Bikur Cholim from the pasuk Vaydatem lohem es haderech asher yelchu ba. You shall make known to them the derech which asher yelchu ba, they shall travel upon. And I don't know exactly why, but for some reason, this is the source of the halacha. Ze Bikur Cholim. So it's a piece of Gemara. I don't know where the Gemara is. It's a famous Gemara. Es aderech ash aderech yelchuba ze Bikur Cholim. So many of the commentators, tongue in cheek, they are medayik in this Maimar Chazal, being that this pasuk was selected to be the source of Bikur Cholim, it's also telling you a message. Know when to leave. Many times, Cholim are very happy to see you. Come visit them, very nice. You're covering, but you've come, wow, you've scored a lot of brownie points. But do me a favor, leave. I need to rest. I need to go to sleep. I have a headache. You have to know when to leave. So the makor, the source of Bikur Cholim is derech asher yelchu ba. Look at the words. The derech which you shall depart. Part of the mitzvah is knowing not to stay too long and overburden the chole. Okay, now, there's a fascinating
it doesn't say Yelchu in this parsha.
Not in this. Right. It's not in this parsha. Right. It's not in this parsha. Right. Absolutely. This Chazal is not. Thank you very much. Thank you. Right. The makor is not for right. The words of Yelchu is not from this parsha. This week's parsha, yeah. We just find the story. We find the story that Hashem went and he visits Avram. But this idea, this is a Chazal. Is a pasuk in the Torah Shel Yelchuba, not in Parshas Vayera, elsewhere, and they pick up on these words to teach you Bikur Cholim. And in this makar, we also learn, tongue in cheek, that you should know when to leave. Aderech, know the road which you shall depart upon. Do not overwhelm your the cholim. Now this is a Ramban, and this Ramban, what he says here is so true. It is so incredible what he says, so on the mark. And he says, what is the Iker Mitzvah of Bikur Cholim? I don't know his Makar. He has to have Makar for this. But the Iker Mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to clean up his apartment, his house. How many times when you go to a Chole, you come into their home, they're not well. So there's always, do they have what to eat? Do they have their other needs taken care of? Do they have heat and air conditioning? What about the garbage, the filth? It's very common that cholim are not aware of their surroundings, or they, even if they are aware, they just don't have the energy, the effort to clean up, to take out the garbage. And Rachman al-Islan, if the garbage is not taken out, there can be a lot of disease, and it can attract, contract disease, rodents, and all different types of things. The Ramban, he writes this, a shocking thing what the Ramban writes, that the Iker mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to lechabed ulenaker habayis shel hacholim. It's to clean up. To clean up the home. I think it's really a gof from Rabbi Akiva. We'll come to it in a few moments. It's to sweep up and to clean the environment. Because this is something which a cholim typically does not do. And it can be, can further his situation, he can cause his situation to deteriorate even more. And we all know, practically, that when you're living in a clean, pleasant environment, it changes your frame of mind. If you, you know, when you clean up your home, clean up your room, everything's in order, it opens up your mind. You're in a new frame of mind, new perspective. It enhances your ability and your will to get better and to move on with life. Now, one of the big topics about Bikur Cholim is, what about visiting a person that has, a, especially now, this is very relevant now, a person has a contagious disease. What are the rules in Halacha about coming to visit such a person? And now, before Corona broke out, I remember being in the hospital many, for different tekufos, and every once in a while, I remember I would pass a room, and I noticed that in the room were people that were wearing gowns and wearing what's called the PPP equipment, the people protection. What does it stand for? I think called PPP. You know, all the masks, the gowns, the gloves. And I was always very disturbed. I remember this, you know, this scene many times in the hospital. Most people in the hospital before Corona, no one ever knew masks. Whoever heard these things, masks, gloves. It wasn't okay, cleanliness. But when you go to the hospital, every so often in certain rooms, you would pass a room and you would notice that in this room, you don't go into this room without putting on special equipment. Obviously, the person in this, and if I remember correctly, it wasn't to protect yourself, it was to protect the person. Because the person has a severely compromised immune system, many times because he's taking very strong treatments. And if that person gets an infection, that person catches something, for him it can be very dangerous. So the reason why the nurses, the doctors, and the visitors were required to put on special protective gear before they entered into the room of a certain person was more to protect the patient than to protect the visitor. So you do really, I don't really even recall Baruch Hashem seeing it at all, if I'm not mistaken, of where you weren't allowed to visit a person because he was so sick with a disease that was contagious. That was before Corona. Okay. Now, unfortunately, we all know too well what that means. What are the parameters in this halacha when a person has a contagious disease? What does halacha say about coming to visit and to see what's doing? So the truth is, it's a very famous Gemara. There's a famous Gemara with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had a student, and the student was ill, and no one went to visit him. And it's a very big mystery why none of his students went to visit him. And one day, Rabbi Akiva asked, "Where is this student?" And they told him he's ill. Rabbi Akiva went to his home to visit him, and it says there that he swept up, he was mechabed, the bayis, like maybe that's the makor for the Ramban, he swept up the home, he cleaned up. And I don't remember all the details of the Gemara, but the Gemara there says that basically Rabbi Akiva, by visiting him, he brought him back to life. And the Yotza, after this moment, Rabbi Akiva, he left and he made an announcement, a public announcement, about how important it is to Mevaker Choyla. Look for me. If I did not visit this student would have died. It's only because I came into his home, I saw what was going on, I saw what he needs, I cleaned up his home, I swept the house, I sprinkled water to settle the dust, And I spoke to him, I changed his frame of mind, I took care of him, it changed his mind, and eventually he pulled out of his illness, and here he is today. Look at the value, how important it is, and if you do not go and visit the sick, it's equivalent to murder, shvichas damim. The Gemara uses those terms, it's considered to be shvichas damim. So the commentators asked a very obvious question. What is Rabbi Akiva telling us? What? Of course, you have to be mevaker chayla. That's a given. And the bigger question, why did it take Rabbi Akiva to visit this fellow? What about everyone else? No one could care less about this student. They left the student to die? And many of the commentators, I can't give you names, I don't have all the names here in my notes, and they all come to one conclusion. It's an obvious conclusion. The reason why no one went to visit this student was because he was suffering from a contagious disease. And ushmartem me'oyle nafsho seichem, if you go visit that student, you're jeopardizing your life.
So why did Rabbi Akiva go?
Oh, so Rabbi Akiva went ahead. Okay, doesn't answer the question. And he went and he put himself at risk. He put himself at risk to visit the student, and by doing so, he saved his life. And then he made an announcement that it should be done. Now, obviously, that's not going to help us today. Okay, obviously, this is not going to do much for us today. But one thing that we do take out of the Gemara, and that is there has to be a responsible balance between the two. There is no question. Someone is sick with a contagious disease that can threaten the life of other people, stay away. And that is what all of his students did. The students, they stayed away. No one's blaming them. They weren't blamed. But yet, you can't let him die. The Torah doesn't say, the Torah's approach to dealing with sick people who are suffering from a contagious disease is, now listen, he's contagious. He's a danger to society. He's a danger to all of us. Shev ve'al taseh, let him die. Don't take any risk whatsoever. Rabbi Akiva was revealed that if you don't take a risk to save someone who is in a matzav of sakana, that's called murder. Part of the mitzvah of bikur cholim involves taking a risk. Like I told you, let's not extrapolate to the situation today. Okay, let's not get carried away here. Okay, no extrapolations here because obviously every situation is different. I think about Bris Mila. I remember years ago there was a big controversy about Mitzitza Bepeh. We spoke about this. Should you do Mitzitza Bepeh? Should you not do Mitzitza Bepeh? This is a machlokes that will go on. Le'oilam voed v'netzach netzachem. All the rayos back and forth. And there was one argument that someone made. It doesn't change anything, but it just always lingers in my head. And that is, there was a very proud nimble that said, Mitzitza bepeh is a real sakana. It's a sakana for the moyel. It's a sakana for the baby. It's a sakana. But let's not forget that bris milah itself is a sakana. Children die from bris milah. Bris milah is a surgery. There is real, real danger in doing a bris milah. And the Torah says, "Ushemartem me'oid lenafshe seichem." Don't take risks. So how then can you ever do a bris milah? How could you ever do a bris milah? Every bris milah is a risk. The baby may die. Statistically, it's not going to happen. Yeah, and if you're the one, if it's your child that dies or there are complications that arise because the moil made a mistake, you're not looking at statistics. When it affects your life, this is serious business. There are real dangers that can happen, numerous dangers that can happen. And yet the Torah says, sorry, in Judaism, there are something called taking risks. Now, I told you, let's not extrapolate. Just because the Torah tells you to take a risk, right? Bris Mila doesn't say you have to take a risk by Mitzitza Bepeh. Let's not go there. Let's not go there because I'm not going there. But by Bris Mila, the Gemara over here is teaching us, according to many of the commentators, Bikur Cholim is a risky business. There's a mitzvah, haderech asher yelchu ba. There are people out there in this world that have contagious diseases, and it's a risk to come near them. So if you want to go to an extreme, I don't want to be liable, you know, liability, let them die. You know, anyway, they're going to die. We're all going to die anyway. So just, you know, just throw some food into the room. Throw in some supplies. Let the person fend for himself. And no, don't take a risk. Rabbi Akiva taught his Talmidim that's not the Torah's way. In the Torah, there are mitzvahs. And a mitzvah, at times, includes risk. Now, again, let's not extrapolate 100 times. Disclaimer. How to balance all this, I really don't know. But there's a principle in Yadus, take a risk. I always say, if Bris Milah would be performed with the same standards that the government has laid out for Corona, there would never, ever be a Bris Milah in the whole world. If we would follow the same guidelines of liability, you don't want to be that one person, we're not going to take any risk whatsoever. Follow the rules. There's no person today that's following the rules 100%. Every person to a degree, everyone, every shul, even the best shuls and the best churches and the best, everyone is breaking the rule just a little bit somewhere along the line. Some people are breaking the rule like, ha. If we would follow the same guidelines of liability for Bris Milah, there would never be a Bris Milah in the whole world. Why would you want to have liability? Why? Don't get involved. The Torah says, Bris Milah, it's sakana. I want you to enter into that sakana. Bikur Cholim, it's sakana. Rabbi Akiva is teaching us, if you don't enter into this home of the Talmud to take care of him, and of course you protect yourself, shvichas damim. Again, what are the rules, the balance? Listen, that's for the doctors and that's for the professionals to analyze and to understand what can be done in the most responsible way. When Corona broke out, there was a certain sense that I'm not the only one who said this, is that we're not government and public officials. We don't need another headache on our heads. We don't want any liability whatsoever, and we don't want to take any risk. Zero, zero, zero risk, even if it means this country will shut down entirely. In the Torah, Bikur Cholim doesn't say to do it like that. Torah says there is a risk. It has to be very, 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 very small, and you have to do it responsibly. But there's no such thing in this world living a life and leading and guiding society with an attitude zero response, zero liability, no risk whatsoever. Life itself is a risky business. Okay, that's what I think comes out from this Gemara, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is less to his Talmidim. He entered into a place where no one wanted to enter. How that week applies to us today is a very big mystery. It's a very big mystery, but there's something, there's a kernel of there that is very telling.
Rabbi Akiva wanted to show them what does it mean, Mesilus Nefesh. He was not afraid of death.
It can't be that. Rabbi Akiva is a Rebbe. He's teaching Talmidim. He's teaching ordinary Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva, he went and he did this and he came out and he made an announcement. He taught the Talmidim. He's teaching a practical lesson for the average man. He's not saying, oh, I'm Rabbi Akiva. I'm a Malach Elokim. I have Malachim protecting me. Nothing's going to happen to me. It can't be. He's teaching a lesson for the average person. The average person refused to walk into the home of this sick person. Rabbi Akiva, as an average person, saying this is not the Torah way. You can't just let the guy die because he has a contagious disease. You have to do something. What to do? I don't know. You got to figure it out. But you and whatever you're going to figure out is not going to be foolproof. There's always going to be a possibility that something's going to happen, something's going to go wrong. You're going to enter into this rishus, into this mokum where this is sakana. With all of your protective gear, there's still going to be a risk. Rabbi Akiva Lachari, he went into this room wearing every type of mask and pair of gloves and protective equipment the money can possibly buy. But he went in. The other Talmidim didn't even want to do that. Because they said there's a 0.001% chance that with all of your protective gear, you're still going to die. Rabbi Akiva said, guess what? The Torah demands that you take risks in life. You can't shut down society and let people just die because it's a risk to you. Part of the mitzvahs themselves involve mesiras nefesh. Okay, let's now go to another idea. The idea of, and this is an interesting idea from the Ramah. The Ramah in Yoredeya talks about, people have been talking about this idea, this thing, is that when there is a dever bu'ir, we mentioned this yesterday a little bit, when there's a dever bu'ir, when there's a plague in the city, you got to get out of there. Run for your life. Run for your life. Now the question is why? Why should you run for your life? So many people will say the pshat in the Ramah is because you're going to get the disease. If you don't run for your life, if you don't get out of there, if there's a dever b'ir, you don't get out of this, you don't go to Mars where there's no disease there, it's very possible you're going to catch it and you're going to die. Ushmarta imoil nafsho seichem. But there are many commentators on the Ramah that say that's not the pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah is not telling you, they're very big nafkim in this, you'll see in one moment. It's not because you're going to catch the disease. Go to your basement. Lock yourself up in your basement. Put a plastic around the windows. You're guaranteed you're not going to get it. There's technology. There are things that you can do. You guarantee you're not going to catch the disease that's, even though everyone is dying, not going to happen to you because you're protected. No, it doesn't matter. Still, get out of there. You know why? Be'idun derischa, at a time of anger, the Malach HaMoves is not mavchin bein tzaddik l'rasha. If there's a dever b'ir, even though you know certainly you're immune, maybe you're immune, you know you have the antibodies, you have, you're totally immune to this disease, still leave. Because in this makom, the Malach HaMoves has been given shalita, has been given authority to take the lives of many, many people. And at this, there's a principle in halacha and in machshava that when the Malach HaMoves has permission to take people, he's not mavchin bein tzaddik l'rasha, which means he's not mavchin whether you're immune or you're not immune, or whether you're in a basement and he's not in a basement, or you're in a place where you're more susceptible to the disease or not. Be'idon derischa, he takes whoever he wants. This is not a place to be. Get out of here. Go to a place.
Ishtadlus.
What?
Ishtadlus.
It's not just a shtadlus. There's more of a Kabbalistic principle. It's a mock. In this mockum, there's an anger from Hashem. Hashem has allowed the Malach HaMoves to roam free. And therefore, leave the city. When the Ramah says leave the city, it's not because he's telling you that you're going to catch the disease. He's telling you to leave the city based upon the principle be'idon derischa. It's not a place to be. The Malach HaMoves has rishus, he can do whatever he wants. If you're not going to get it from, you're not going to die from this disease, he'll get you for something else. No matter what. Now this also is a nafkamina the other way around. What's the other way around? What happens in the good times? There is no idon derischa. Everything is good. Everything is fine and good. Everything is fine and good. There's no pandemic. There's no plague. Everyone is healthy. There's one particular person who has a contagious disease. And he's in a hospital, a special hospital. And they totally locked, they quarantined him. They put up all this protective equipment. You can't even get in. If you want to go visit him, you got to go put on all of this protective equipment to go visit the person. Should you go visit that person? So if there was a pandemic in the whole city, get out of there. Don't go near him because you'll get it. And if you won't get it, if you won't get the disease, you'll get something else. So get out of there. But if you're in a matzav where it's not Eden Deritzcha, and there's one person that has that very disease, then the danger is not so great for you. So then, put on gloves, put on a mask, put on protective equipment, enter in to his makom with all, you're not in danger. There's no, it's not a moment of anger. There's a person who's not well. He's sick. He has a contagious disease. So they tell us what to do. We believe in our scientists. They know how these things work the best that they know, and they tell us how to protect yourself. And it's been proven that they're right. They deal with sick people all the time. Nothing ever happens to them. So put on all of the protective equipment and go in. You have nothing to worry about. But if there's a pandemic and every other fellow has this disease, don't go into his room. With all of the protective equipment, you may get it. Because the protective equipment doesn't work. It's because it's a time of anger, divine wrath. And the Malach HaMavis, he finds a way to make you have it, whether you like it or not. Okay, I know someone who's not in good health for already a long time. Really, really, unfortunately, his health has deteriorated. And when Corona broke out, he really went into the bunker. Okay, he really went underground, for real. And over this time, you know, he held his own. And now, very recently, his health deteriorated to a very severe matzav. And they called Hatzalah. And Hatzalah said, you have to go to the hospital. No corona. The guy was clean from corona, clean as can be from corona. But he has some other very serious issues. And they said, you got to go. We have to take you. So they took him and they brought him to the hospital, which, as you know, is probably the safest place to be, right? Everything there, you don't walk in there. Everyone there is all protected. Took him into the ICU, which is even more protected than any place else. And guess what? 3 days later, he wasn't feeling well, and they tested him. And what does he have? Corona. He got corona in the ICU. In the ICU. That's where, after all this time, after 6 months of avoiding it, now he has it. He has to deal with that on top of his other issues. So when the Malach HaMavis, when there's a shas of rischa, you can't outsmart. This is an incredible Ramah. Again, nachmal to review the Yisrael. The Ramah says that when there's a dever be'ir, leave the city. Commentators, they discuss this Ramah at great length. Why? What's the lamdas? The pshuta shel mikra is because you're going to catch the disease also. Many other commentators say that's not what the Ramah means to say. The Ramah, you study the Ramah, the source where it's coming from. It's not because you'll catch the disease. It's because if in the ear there's a dever, that means in this city it's a time of divine wrath. And a time of divine wrath, everything that can go wrong will go wrong. You're not in a good place. Lemai nafkamina. The nafkamina is, even if you are immune to this particular disease that everyone else is dying from, still get out of there. Because it's not a good place to be. And on the positive side, what is the nafkamina? That if it's not a time of divine wrath, if not everyone in the city suffers from this disease, only one particular individual is suffering from this disease, and you want to go visit him, and you have the protective equipment that you need, that according to the guidebook, according to the rules of the Chachmei HaTeva, you will be protected, yes, go visit him. There's nothing to worry about. If you do what you're supposed to do, the Mr. Bikur Cholim, and you put on the protective, the Chachmei HaTeva tell you, if you go and you take all these precautions, you'll be 100% okay. People do this all the time. Yeah, go visit him. There's no need to run away. If this person had the same exact disease and another 100 people had the same exact disease and there's a Dever Bu'ir, then don't go into him no matter what you put upon yourself, because it's an Idon Derischa. So the whole different approach to understanding the words of the Ramah. Okay, let's leave.
What's going on now in Eden Deritzcha?
So that's a very good question. When this whole pandemic broke out, there were articles written by Rabbanim to define the statistics of what is called Idan Derisra, called Idan Derisra, called the Magefa. I don't remember all the articles, and they had sources of percentages of what is called Idan Derisra. I don't remember the conclusion. I think in society today, with 220,000 people in America have died, I think from the perspective of the Hamoin Am, that's called Idan Derisra. I think that's a fair statement. Yet, even though number-wise, it would seem not. That is how I remember the conclusion of the analysis, is that we follow society. If in society it's Idan Derisra, it's Idan Derisra. Numbers, you'll cite me examples, numbers, percentages, and you'll say the numbers don't make it. Who cares? The fact is, in society, it's Idan Derisra. Well, see, I have to take into consideration, what are the numbers? We don't only take into consideration deaths. We take into consideration people who are ill, who are sick. Anyone who is sick is in a sakonis nefashis. And this disease, what's so frightening is that people can go downhill literally in minutes. I get sick, so I have a grace period. I know I got it, so I can I can go get treatment, I can go take. It doesn't go like that. Rachmana litzlan, someone gets this within minutes. You go downhill like nothing. It's a pachad pachadim. We don't appreciate how serious this is, because how short it is between getting it and rachmana litzlan. Your body cannot, there's no cure. There is no cure. There's no cure, and there's almost no treatment. So it's just a big guessing game. How will your body react? When your body comes in contact with this, how will it react? Some people, no big deal. Some people, a little bit. And some people, it's over. Over in a day. Finished. And there's nothing you can do. There is no treatment today. There's no vaccine. There's no treatment. There's nothing.
So it might be an inyan, the risk of either older people or people who are medically compromised.
There are many young people, no one could explain why. Okay, I don't know. It's something which...
Rabbi, there are many things that help in most cases. The death rate is way down from what it was in March and April.
Okay, I don't want to go into that. It's complicated. Idan Derisra, so just leave with Hakira. A Hakira. What does it mean in Chazal when they say a time of divine wrath? Idan, a time, Riska means anger. What does that mean? Is that something you can put in a mathematical formula? Or is that something which is subject to the perception of society? In society, if in society it's called Idan Derisra, it's Idan Derisra. If in the mind of people it's not, it's not. When it comes to the flu, can you talk about the statistics? So yes, you talk about the flu. But the flu in the mind of many people is not called Idan Derisra. Maybe it's because for the flu, to a degree, there are treatments. And when a person gets the flu, he doesn't just drop dead in 1 second. When you're dealing with a disease where a person can die in a moment and there's no known cure or treatment, maybe that changes the equation of what is called Idan Derisra. Idan Derisra, in the beginning of when this pandemic broke out, I saw articles, people trying to crunch numbers, Rabbanim crunching numbers. I don't know where their sources are. They started analyzing from the Magefa by Midian, by Klal Yisrael. There were 24,000 Jews that died. That died when Klal Yisrael was nichshol in Gilead Arayos. So you take 24,000 out of 600,000. There are sources where the Torah tells us about a Magefa, and we have numbers to crunch. We have numbers to crunch. And now you want to go look at an epidemic, look at a pandemic, and go start crunching numbers. Is that a fair equation? To compare numbers that happened in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, numbers that have maybe find the Black Plague and this event, that event, to compare it to today, maybe there are more variables that you have to take into consideration. The amount of time it takes from the time that the person gets the disease until the amount of time that he dies. Maybe that also has an effect on the equation. Are there any known medicines? Are there any known treatments? All of these things are variables that do not allow us to compare one episode of Magefa to another episode of Magefa to make a determination of what is called Idan Derisra. The safest thing would be is to leave the term Idan Derisra to society. If in society the government has intervened and is giving a person a fine if you don't walk in the street with a mask and has shut down basically every public place, that's called Idun Derischa. What else do you want to call it? Okay, if it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it walks like a duck, it is a terrorist. It's a duck. That's what it is. If in the eyes of society it's Idun Derischa, it's Idun Derischa. And therefore, you don't play the nafkamina. The nafkamina is you don't play games. You don't play games. Nothing. Because if they're not going to get you with corona, they'll get you with something else. If it's a zman of Idun Derischa, it's Idun Derischa. You got to go. That's how it is. This is an important insight from the Ramah. Okay, the Ramah, this is Ramah, and the Chakira, and the nafkamina again will be the other way around. There's a positive nafkamina. That in a time when there's not Idun Derischa, everything is wonderful, and there's one particular person that has this disease, you don't have to be afraid to go visit him. Go into his Dalet Amos. Take precautions. You take the responsible precautions. There's nothing to worry about. All right. Let us conclude this section right here. And I want to talk now about a new topic. The topic